This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Friday in the state of Florida, a key center for coronavirus infections. But as AP's Sagar Meghania reports, the president didn't talk about the pandemic much.
In battleground Florida, a must-win for his re-election hopes, the president went to U.S. Southern Command to praise the fight against drug traffickers.
And wow, are we making progress in a short period of time.
In other events, he went after Joe Biden.
Nobody will be safe in a Biden America.
And touted his own poll numbers.
We're doing very well, by the way. You'll be happy to know in the state of Florida.
Which itself is not doing well with COVID-19.
The flu, the virus, the China virus, whatever you'd like to call it.
That was about the extent of the president's virus discussion. Here at home, the White House Coronavirus Task Force was due to hold a news conference and then pushed it until next week. Sagar Meghania, Washington.
The White House has announced that President Donald Trump commuted Roger Stone's sentence on Friday, just days before his longtime friend and advisor was due to report to prison. The 67-year-old self-declared political dirty trickster was scheduled to report by Tuesday to a federal prison in Jessup, Georgia, to begin serving a sentence of 3 years and 4 months for lying under oath to lawmakers investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. A commutation does not erase a criminal conviction as a pardon does. Stone was convicted for lying to the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee about his attempts to contact WikiLeaks, the website that released damaging emails about Trump's 2016 Democratic rival Hillary Clinton that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded were stolen by Russian hackers. This is VOA News. An advance team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. Francis McGuire reports.
Two WHO experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris.
One of the big issues that everybody's interested in, and of course that's why we send an animal health expert, is to look at whether or not it jumped from species to a human and what species it jumped from.
President Donald Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claimed it may have originated in a Wuhan laboratory, but they did not present evidence for this, and China strongly denies it. Scientists and U.S. intelligence agencies have said it emerged in nature.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Friday that the Hagia Sophia, one of the architectural wonders of the world, would be reopened for Muslim worship. As Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports, his declaration came after a top Turkish court revoked the 6th century Byzantine monument status as a museum.
The Council of State, Turkey's top administrative court, ruled that the original decree was unlawful. It was made by Turkey's first president after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. The World Heritage Site was at the center of both the Christian Byzantine and Muslim Ottoman empires and is today one of Turkey's most visited monuments. UNESCO said on Thursday that it must be notified of any changes in the state of Hagia Sophia Museum, and the changes may have to be reviewed by its World Heritage Committee.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy. President Erdogan has said he wants Friday prayers held in the building in 2 weeks. The United States, Russia, and church leaders were among those to express concern about changing the status of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Some evangelical Christian groups are opposing a federal rule on international students. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Leaders of several evangelical organizations are urging the Trump administration to rescind a policy requiring international students to leave the U.S. or transfer if their colleges hold classes entirely online this fall. In a letter to the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, the leaders say the administration's policy falls short of American ideals. Among the signatories are the presidents of the National Association of Evangelicals and the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. Citing specific biblical passages, they say the policy lacks compassion and violates tenets of their faith. I'm Walter Ratliff.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm...